Are you permitted to do an autopsy to save a life? So we know generally an autopsy involves nivel hames. You're desecrating the body, which could be an issa d'oraisa. However, the question is, what about for pikuach nefesh? That if you do an autopsy, you'll find there's a chola melofana, someone who has a similar sickness, disease. Am I doing the autopsy? You could save the person's life. So there's a famous and difficult tshuva from the Binyan Tzion, the Aruch HaNir, who thinks not. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Tzamach HaMabez, talks about, well, the case of whether Asu Lahatzil Atzil B'mamon Shel Chavero, and in other words, I steal money from someone else to save my life. In other words, David, when he sent back to the Chachamim, he said, I know the Pushtim are hiding in the farm, in the land, and I have to burn down the land and to get them to surrender. So the Gemara seems to say, Asu Lahatzil Atzil B'mamon Shel Chavero, I, the kasha is pikuach nefesh. That's Tosfos asked in Baba Kama. Tzamach HaMabez. We know pikuach nefesh is docha all the lavim. So why is gezela different? Why is stealing different? So Tosfos seems to answer, no, ibayelei. It could be. It's only with your intent. When do we say it's aser latzil atzmo b'makaber? If you have no intent to pay back, but if you plan on paying back, then it's okay. It's harder kasha with doctor. It's so difficult. We know it's, what would you be over Geneva? And we know pikuach nefesh is zocha. So what's, so Binyan Tzion wants to give pshat in Tosfos. What's the pshat that if you plan on paying back, so then it's okay. But if you don't plan on paying back, it's not okay. So the lambda seems to be that pikuach nefesh is docha mitzvahs bet adam l'makom. But he claims pikuach nefesh is not docha mitzvahs but adam lechavero. So stealing, in theory, involves two things. Gezeila, God says not to steal, and you're causing to loss of mamon chavero. So if you steal with the intention of paying back, so you're not causing harm to, you're not violating adam lechavero, you're going to pay them back. But you're still in violation of losigzo. So therefore, pikuach nefesh is docha b'adam l'makom, but it's not docha b'adam l'chavero. But if you don't plan on paying back, so it's also b'adam l'chavero, and then it's also l'hatzil atzum b'mamon shel chavero. And therefore, that's what the Binyan Tzion says, because you're not allowed to, even for pikuach nefesh, one cannot steal from someone else if you don't plan on paying them back. Others disagree. The Maharam Shik, the Maharsham, others point out in this Depshuta that no, that's not, you don't take the Gemara literally, that's not what Tosfos means. That's what the Gemara means. We know we have a principle in Shas that when you have to do an Aveira, you do a Kal Tchila, that if you have to eat on, if you have to eat treif, so you do something which has the lesser onish. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. So we'll see. You start off with less than a shear. So you always try to minimize the prohibition. So that's the pshat here. No, that of course, pikuach nefesh is docha, b'adam l'makom and b'adam l'chavero. There's no difference. And even if you can't pay back, of course, pikuach nefesh is docha. It's just saying that since akal kal tchila, also means that if you have the money and you can pay back, so then you should pay back. Because then it's you're lessening the Aveira. It's only a ben adam l'makom. But if you don't have the money, so then it's pikuach nefesh and shocha. That's, so, the machlokas. It's a difficult, it's a difficult to say that Bikuach nefesh isn't docha geneva when you're not paying back. That's one chiddush that most assume. All the other achronim and poskim disagree, and And then the Binyan Tzidin has another Chiddush Agabe Chiddush. He says, so what are you doing in autopsy when there's no, let's say there's no permission from the person or the family? So basically he's stealing the covered of the mace. It's Kaneva ben Adam l'chaveiro. And you're doing Nivala mace, you can never pay it back. Therefore that's Asu l'hasil atzmo b'mam and chokaveiro. So it's also doing an autopsy even to save a life. And we assume, no, it's Pikuach Nefesh. There is no Tchilak of Ben Adam Makom Adam L'Chavero. So it's the second case, because it's a big Kiddush to say once you're dead, it's Ben Adam L'Chavero. There's no Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chavero once you're dead. Or maybe, Kfura, we could discuss, but when we talk about Adam L'Chavero, we're talking about live people. So therefore, it's a double Kiddush of the... We don't accept the Aruch HaNinah. One is to say, it's very difficult to say, Pikuach Nefesh is not Docha B'Adam L'Chaveiro, it's Docha all of him. And secondly, even if it was true, it's not clear that an autopsy is B'Adam L'Chaveiro. Once a person's dead, so many, most assume that there is no Ben Adam L'Chaveiro anymore. And that was the whole discussion they have in the Knesset, which I believe someone said Israeli law is that they require the permission from the family for an autopsy. So they seem to Paskin like the Aruch Lanir against all the other Poskin. We assume Lahalacha, if you're in it, if the law doesn't permit it, it's a separate issue. But it's the Pashas, the Aruch HaNir seems to be a minority view, and the accepted view is like the Maharam Shik and the other poskim, that that Asur Lahatzil doesn't mean it's Asur, it means it's better to do it if you could pay back. If you can't pay back, so of course with Pikuach Nefesh, one can save one's life by stealing, and that's why as well we go with the Psaka, the Noda of Yehuda, by autopsies, that in a situation where it's a chola, you could save lives by finding out what the disease is. It's permitted, perhaps a mitzvah, to go ahead and do it.